And now, Jamie talks about everything. Fun Hollywood news and gossip.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Do you know what a textrovert is?
A what?
A textrovert.
Textrovert.
Yeah, textrovert.
No?
A textrovert is somebody that is expressive and very funny in text, but shy in person.
Really?
So they can't communicate in person.
Exactly, but they feel like they're very free, you know, because they're not nervous or whatever on text. Yeah, so they're like really funny and expressive on text. I would say, I bet like Madilla has a little bit of that.
That is definitely me.
Yeah, it is, right?
Yeah, I really shine like when I'm talking to people on an actual app or like texting with them. But then as soon as I get in person, I'm just, I can't do it.
Because I do notice that when you're in the group, like you're funny.
Oh, thank you. Yeah.
On the text.
Yeah, yeah.
I must not be in that group.
He sent Taylor Swift.
Just for you.
Remember?
Yeah.
He sent the Taylor Swift.
Oh, that's
Swift
right.
Yes.
You sent me that little, what's it called, the GIF?
Well, yeah, because we were celebrating, but I thought it was funny to get the Taylor Swift meme. Yeah.
So we were celebrating being number one, right? Uh-huh. Okay, whatever. And then Schmidl kills it, knocks it out of the park with Taylor Swift being all happy. And then BJ's...
Oh, I guess you are funny.
I'll get to Taylor Swift in a minute, but I wanted to tell you guys something, and that is the lottery's up to $526 million.
Yeah.
And here's something weird that Powerball Pete just sent us. It's a Simpsons episode where the Simpsons win the lottery on this date. It's dated August 13th, 2025. The Simpsons win the lottery, and here are the numbers, okay?
Okay.
On this date, this is the what they win.
All right.
248. That's probably pretty easy to remember, right? 248, who do we appreciate? And then 11, 17, 23. So those are the numbers the Simpsons won on this date on August 13th, 2025.
Yeah, I'll do that again.
248. 11, 17, 23. Okay. Yep. So those are the numbers.
That's crazy.
Isn't that weird?
No, I wonder how many people are going to play that across the country.
I know.
You got to figure it's going to be hundreds of thousands.
Yeah, just for the heck of
it.
And all those people have to split it. Everyone gets like $5.
I know. I know. Yeah, that would be bad, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
The one time you finally win and everybody played the Simpsons numbers. Yeah, that would suck. Yeah, so anyway, just know that. Also, a fun fact, this doesn't really go here before I get to Taylor, but I just want to remind everybody that if you have expired plates and you're out of the grace period, do not go to DIA. Take an Uber.
Why?
7,000 citations for expired plates at DIA alone. 7,000.
They're making so much money.
I didn't realize they would nab you there.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, I figured that would be a good little hideout.
And it's not even the cops. It's actual DIA that writes the citation.
7,000 citations at DIA alone.
Since when?
I don't have that part.
Well, that makes a difference here. In the last 5 years?
I think it's been recent.
I don't have that part.
What'd you say? It's a legit question.
How about in a week?
In a week.
It's this year. 7,000 this year.
This year alone.
This year.
January.
Yep.
Wow. That's a lot. So take an Uber if you have expired plates and you're out of the grace period because they are out to get you. Hey, have you guys heard about this? This is crazy.
What?
Taylor Swift announced her 12th album.
That's crazy.
Isn't that crazy?
I had no idea.
Yep, it's true. Her 12th album, The Life of a Showgirl. She released that she has a new album. She released that information yesterday. And it's the 12th anniversary of Lady Gaga's Applause. Fans noted that Applause played before Taylor's Eras Tour shows and that she liked to post and that all those dates are together. So we think that her and Gaga are going to do a collab.
No kidding. On this one, huh?
I said, I like saying collab because I sound cool. Yeah, they might do a collab. Isn't that crazy?
That would be huge.
I think it's a mistake on her part, though.
To do a collab?
Yeah, I do. I do.
Boy, she's done collabs before.
Yeah, but she's dealing with somebody a lot more talented than she is.
Whoa!
Well, that's what you don't want to do if you're doing the collab thing.
Whoa.
You don't want to bring somebody in that blows you away.
Man.
You know what I mean?
That was mean and hurtful.
Just saying.
Especially on your own album.
Yeah, you don't want to do that. You bring out some schlep, you know, that can't sing.
Yeah.
That way you show them up.
Anyway, so she's going to be on the pod. I don't know if you've heard this. She's going to be on that New Heights podcast today. Did you hear today? That?
Oh, man, yeah. What time?
Yeah, it's with Jason Kelsey and Travis Kelsey.
I didn't even know they had a podcast.
And they do. Yeah,
get
it's
out
crazy.
Of here.
It's called New Heights, and it's going to be sometime today, like 5 or something.
What time is 5 it? O'clock, our time.
Yeah. I have a hair in my mouth. Find it. Anyway, oh, no.
It went deeper?
Yeah, it went deep. Anyway, so she's going to be on the podcast of New Heights. And what if she sings or something?
She could.
She could sing.
A little teaser.
We don't know.
Yeah.
Don't know.
Now, here's a rumor, and I don't know if it's true or not, but allegedly, supposedly,
Blake Lively.
Blake Lively dissed her tracks. What?
Oh. She dissed her tracks?
Yes, right. Mm-hmm.
I'm not even sure I know what that means.
She doesn't like her songs. That's what they're saying.
She probably played it for Blake, and Blake was like, that's trash.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. I thought they were saying that one of the tracks on the album is a diss toward Blake.
Maybe that's what it said.
It's a diss track, is what they said.
I thought it said Blake Lively dissed her tracks.
I don't think Blake has heard the tracks.
It's a song.
It's a song about Blake. Yeah. That disses Blake.
Well, I also heard she didn't like it.
Well, yeah, she wouldn't like it, but see? I think you
so
read
I'm
that
right.
Wrong.
I'm right in both ways, right? Yeah. There's a diss track, and she dissed that track. Ooh, I saved myself.
I guess she disses Blake Lively and Donald Trump both.
Oh,
right?
She does.
I mean, that wouldn't surprise me.
They said there's a Trump diss on there, too.
I don't know.
Did anyway, somebody else. There was somebody else, too.
Kind of crazy, the whole thing. And so they're saying that she might take down YouTube today because of being on that podcast. I don't know if that's true.
It's going to crash.
It's going to be insane. And I know that Carson started his own countdown clock. So.
Yeah. Oh, don't worry. I've already got it. I got reminders set.
Nice.
Not snoozing on this one.
What a day.
So tomorrow he'll be doing a, kind of a synopsis of what he learned.
Recap.
Yep. And then another thing is they think that they gave us an Easter egg, which BJ hates that word, about wasabi or something. I don't know. It's some place that you go get married. Yeah. It's in Mexico. And it's a super secret place that celebrities go to get married.
Yeah.
And on the back shelf, there's a book that says wasabi.
Ah.
Isn't that crazy?
They got the pamphlet.
Yeah.
Put it on the back shelf to throw us a curveball, right?
So we're all like, oh, no, did they get married or are they?
So many questions.
I know.
Man. Yeah. Well, they're going to be answered today at 5. So you got questions.
I don't feel like you're into it.
No, I'm not.
Why not?
I'm not a big fan. There's nothing that I find very interesting about Taylor
you
Swift.
You need to see it through a 16-year-old's eyes, a 16-year-old female's eyes.
Impossible. Impossible.
I'm just saying.
In fact, if I could see it through a 16-year-old female's eyes, I'd be very embarrassed with myself.
Yeah.
It is kind of like earth-shattering when you go, because I went to her Eras tour or whatever here, and when she came on stage, she didn't even open her mouth yet. She came on stage, right, this big unveiling, and it was every 5 years old to all the way to 40 years old. I mean, these women were crying, bawling.
And you.
And me.
We had a 40-year-old man crying.
At Taylor Swift.
But it was something to see. It was a spectacle. She has those people just, I mean, the Swifties are dedicated.
I didn't know that you went to the Swiftie concert.
Yeah. Went to their store,
yeah.
I was sitting right next to Lisa. A section away.
She's a woman.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, there's a reason she was there. She's a lady that likes a female artist, right, being Taylor Swift. Yeah. But you, I don't know, man. I feel like you stood out.
There were some dudes there.
I feel like you might have stood out a little bit.
Maybe. There wasn't a lot of us, but there were some dudes there.
There were?
Yeah. Oh.
Right. Did you buy a shirt?
Yeah.
I might have got some merch.
He's got the shirt to prove it. Oh, yeah. Nice job. Oh, yeah. Nice job.
Oh, yeah. I got like a flag, man.
A flag?
I got a flag you can hang up in the room. It's an album cover. Come on.
It's so sweet.
You only live once.
Oh, my God. All right, I'm done. There you go. Tablet trash.
All right, it's the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Don't forget another backdrop. It's a tote backdrop. We're going to Arvada. We're going to be there on Friday morning. We'll do it at 7:40 Friday morning. Give out the location 7 a.m. Friday morning. All the details are coming your way. Arvada, we're going to be in your hood very soon.
BJ and Jamie.
So wait a minute. Okay. So you're thinking that Taylor Swift...
I don't have my microphone on. What?
Taylor Swift has heard us this morning and did a promo for me.
Yeah, she did this. In case you haven't heard, she's going to be on the New Heights podcast today at 5. And so they're already teasing it. She's having a blast with this. And they're already teasing it. And she talks about you.
You know, I haven't heard this yet. Uh-huh. But I've said from the very beginning, she's ruining the football season. Oof. She's ruining the football season because here she is. She's popping out this album right here before we kick off for the season. And it's taking all the publicity away.
You know what? That's a bad attitude because she's going to be on a podcast today. And she just dropped a new album, okay? My God.
Here's the audio of the promo.
As we all know, you know, you guys have a lot of male sports fans that listen to your podcast. Mm-hmm. And I think we all know that if there's one thing that male sports fans want to see in their spaces and on their screens, it's more of me.
I hate you.
That was directed
at
you.
So at BJ. Yep. You want to see more of her. She says, y'all know that, right? Yep, you do.
She's calling you out.
Mm-hmm.
I think we all know that if there's one thing that male sports fans want to see in their spaces and on their screens, it's more of me.
You little witch.
You know what's funny? She's just mocking what you said. Mocking you. I will say, I love that she can be funny about
She's
it.
She's actually having fun.
Yeah,
with this
and
whole thing.
And she knows how annoying people like BJR at her, like real sports fans are so annoyed with her. So at least she's making fun of it, right?
If there's one thing that male sports fans want to see in their spaces and on their screens, it's more of me.
She's so wrong.
It's pretty funny, though.
I mean, especially after getting booed during the Super Bowl.
Exactly.
Coming
so,
back
at least
with that.
She can make fun of herself.
All right. She's on the podcast today.
Yep.
It's going to be on YouTube.
Okay. So let's take some bets.
Okay.
I say YouTube's going to crash.
I
100%.
Don't. I don't think it'll crash.
No, it's not.
Yeah. Okay. So
it's
2-2. Crash. All right. Two and two. All right. So we'll see what happens.
Yeah. YouTube is worldwide. It takes on billions and billions of videos.
It's going to crash.
And it's not going to crash over Taylor Swift.
It might. Taylor Smith?
Taylor Smith.
No, Taylor Smith is bigger than Taylor Swift. I'm just kidding. Yeah, but I don't know. She's so huge. I don't know if they've ever had this kind of, at one time, a surge like this.
YouTube?
At one-time surge.
It's going to be crazy.
It's, it's not the people. It's the one-time surge that they're not going to be able to handle. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I don't know. We'll see. I think YouTube can handle it. Although I think, what do you think the estimate will be as far as how many people you think will be watching/ listening to the podcast?
Oh, I don't know.
Great question.
That's the number that I'm, looking.
I can't even put a number together.
I don't know
it's
either.
Worldwide.
I'm going to guess 60-70 million.
I bet it breaks a record for day one listening.
Sure. Yeah.
I'm just saying, I'm guessing about I'm going to say 70 million people.
I'm going to say
we'll see it.
45.
Live.
I'm going to go 100 million.
Whoa!
100 million?
Yeah. 100 million?
That's Super Bowl number.
Yeah.
I don't think that's going to
happen.
It's
Taylor Swift, dude.
Yeah.
And she is worldwide.
I'm going to go 50.
Yeah, right, I don't think it's going to hit Super Bowl numbers, but we could. We don't know. We have no idea. It's all a guess, right?
It's just fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, it's tonight. It starts at 5 o'clock. It's going to be on YouTube.
How many hours left? Because, we have a countdown clock.
What do we got? 7.5?
Yep.
7.5. Tick, 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 tick. All right. It's the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. We'll wrap it up next. Hang on.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Oh, let me stop that real quick here because I'm watching some of these reports here on this fire that's in Meeker. And that thing, man, they cannot get this thing under control.
Well, yesterday the winds picked up too.
Oh.
Look at downtown. I mean, I know that you guys can't see because you're driving, but it is just... I mean,
socked in, isn't it?
Oh my gosh.
Oh, but smoke.
Yeah, bad.
Oh, they're reporting on it right now. Let me see if I can get some
more
audio
up here. On our website. Just click on a link to this story.
Son of a God.
Every time.
Right at the end of the story.
Every time.
I think right now it's at 125 acres or 125,000 acres. I mean, this thing is huge. Containment, they only have it at 6%.
Yeah,
they've been fighting it for days.
Yeah,
but you're out there in the middle of nowhere, all this burning and
the canyons and all that picks up. Yeah.
And that's just one of how many fires in the state. I think there's like 14 going on.
Yeah,
right,
there's
now
a lot. Again, if you want to go, hold on, let me find it again. But I have this really cool app that you download. It's called Watch Duty. It's for free. Again, it's Watch Duty. It's totally for free. It has a big, you know, like a flame on it. And then that way you can see our state and how many fires are going on and if any of them are close to you. So.
And keep in mind, today, an extremely high fire danger day, they say, because it's going to be 95 degrees. It's dry out there. Don't even think about it. Don't even think about it because it's going to be extremely, extremely dangerous for everybody.
I know, because people are freaking out right now on 285. There's a tractor trailer that's on fire. So everybody's like, oh no. Yeah, they just posted it, but it hasn't spread.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Well, that's just a big warning we're putting out today. And tomorrow's not going to be any better. Mm. Tomorrow's supposed to be near 100. I'm ready for this to go away.
What?
The heat.
Oh, the heat.
Yeah. I mean, football season's coming around. You've got, you know, school starting this week for a lot of people.
That's what you're going to be sick of tomorrow.
What?
My first day.
Your first day.
With the chalkboard, little chalkboard. Jamie's first day at first grade.
Oh, you mean the posting?
Oh, my gosh. I love it, though. But everybody's already started.
That's all my feed right now.
Yeah, exactly. Mine, too. I love it, though. I do love seeing it.
It is cool.
It's so funny because I feel bad because I didn't do that with my kid. We don't have one picture of any of his first days.
Oh, trust me, I'm going to be that parent.
I would have loved to, but I just, every time I was like, get in the car.
All right, a lot of kiddos back in school, so be aware of that, too. BJ, Jamie Morning Show, here on a Wednesday.
BJ and Jamie.
All righty. We are done. We are done for a Wednesday.
You know what's a bummer?
What's that?
I thought today was Thursday.
You did? Oh.
Yeah.
Mm.
That's a mood killer right there.
It really is. Yep. Oh, man.
Nope. Wednesday, all day. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, tomorrow will be Thursday, so we're all good there, okay?
It will?
Yeah. Now, you're going to come in thinking it's Friday, but.
Yeah, but fine. Oh, my God.
Don't forget the big recap tomorrow of this whole Taylor Swift thing that's going to happen today.
5 o'clock today.
With the podcast she's on.
It's going to be what they call epic.
Epic.
It is going to be epic.
I probably won't see it, so I'll wait for the update here on the show.
I can't believe it. I thought we could all Zoom, like be on a Zoom call and watch it.
We could have a watch party.
I got a kid that's got to go to tutoring today.
Yeah, but he'll want to see it.
We're busy.
He'll want to see it.
Yeah. Well,
it's Taylor,
so I should keep him out of tutoring to see Taylor?
Exactly.
Yeah.
This is only going to happen live once.
Exactly. Mom would beat the crap out of me. She would. All right, we got to go. You guys have a great day today. Enjoy your Wednesday. Remember, it's going to be hot today, 95 for a high. Try to stay cool. We'll see you back here tomorrow. Bye.
Love you, people.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.